我们知道在世上没有什么比你爱我们的还多。
Lord, we know that on the in the world there is no one else love us more than you.
主，当你升天的时候，主你告诉我们，你不撇下我们的孤儿。
Lord, when you ascended to the heaven, you told us that you would not leave us as orphans.
主，你应许我们，你赐下圣灵，要带领我们进入真理。
Lord, you promised us the Holy Spirit to bring us into all reality.
主，求你继续对我们说话。
Lord, please continue to speak to us.
恩待我们。
Have mercy on us.
怜悯我们这个刚硬的心，在你面前没法打开。
Mercy on us that our hardened heart do not open to you.
主，帮助我们能够谦卑到你的跟前。
Lord, help us to come before you.
主，我们向你呼求。
Lord, we cry out to you.
主，就像你应许的，爱我们到底。
Lord, you promise to love us to the end.
把你的独生爱子显明在我们中间。
And you have your begotten Son to reveal to us.
主，让我们更多认识你。
Lord, let us know you more.
我们从心里面也呼喊说，主，我们要更多爱你。
From the bottom of our heart, we cry out that we want to know you more.
我们谢谢主，靠主耶稣基督圣灵。
And we thank Lord in Christ Jesus, Holy Spirit. Amen.
我们谢谢主，让我们那还有机会在弟兄姐妹面前有点交通。
Thanks the Lord that we have this fellowship in front of together with brothers and sisters.
让到点杯前面的时候，我们实在看见我们主的宝贵。
And we see how precious our Christ Lord is.
在这世界上没有一个约定是这么的宝贵。
In the world, there is no other covenant more precious than this one.
我们每天早上跟我们的亲朋好友、跟我们的亲戚说，再见，晚上见面。
In the morning, we'll tell our friends that I'll see you tomorrow.
我们有时候买房子，跟他约定说我们要去签约。
When you buy a house, you want to make an appointment to sign a contract.
甚至于我们小孩子出生的时候，我们都跟医院在约定了，我们大概什么时候要生这个小孩。
Even when our child is ready to get born, we have to make an appointment with the hospital.
但这一切都会过去。
But all these were past.
但是主给我们的约定，让我们比妹前面一起纪念他的时候，我们实在蛮有一个盼望，一个确据。
The confidence that God has made with us.
我们有那么一天，我们要跟我们主见面。
Give us hope that one day we will see Him again.
我们要跟我们那常常我们没有办法再见到的。那些弟兄姐妹再见面。
We are going to see the brothers and sisters that we did not see anymore.
我们看见我们一起擘饼的时候，我们同领一个饼杯。
When we have the communion together, we share the same cup.
同领一个身体。
And we share the same body.
那是因着主耶稣他在十字架上所成就的救恩。
That is because of the salvation that Christ has accomplished on the cross.
我曾经看过有年轻的弟兄姐妹，当他擘饼的时候，他把那饼再擘小一点。
I know there are brothers and sisters who break the bread even smaller by the time they get the piece.
他可能觉得那饼太大块了。
They might think the piece that they got is too big.
他可能想说他吃小块一点就可以。
And they thought that they just need a small piece.
但是我们实在知道主愿意把他自己多多的加给我们。
But we know that our Lord wants to give us more.
我们到饼杯前面的时候，我们要跟主父就说：“我要你，我要的更多。”
When we come before the cup and the bread, we want to say we want you more and more.
我们知道主做事情从我们的神做事，从以前到现在，直到如今，主还做事。
We know that our Lord continued to work from the beginning to now.
主实在有一个心意要达成。
There is a will that He wants to accomplish.
在世代之中，神拣选了一些他所重用的仆人，做了许多的事情。
On this earth, he chosen some servants to accomplish his will.
他要带领众弟兄姐妹到一个面前，到神的面前。
He wants to bring all the brothers and sisters to come before him.
像挪亚，他把一个世代从一个良心的世代到一个管理的世代。
For example, Noah, he changed the age of conscience into the age of government.
亚伯拉罕，神用着他。赐下了应许的世代。
And Abraham, he brings in the age of promise.
摩西带以色列人进入了律法的时代。
And Moses, he brings the Israelites into the age of law.
撒母耳他结束了四世纪，他带领以色列国的成立。
Samuel, he ends the time of judges and bring the Israelites into the time of kings.
但以理结束了以色列国的被掳的世代，进入到恢复了以色列国。
And Daniel, he terminates the time of Israelites being captured and bring them into the time of recovery.
神又着以斯拉恢复了神的律法。
And Isla, he recovered the law.
神又着尼希米在耶路撒冷城墙的建造。
And Lord used Nehemiah to build the temple, the wall.
所以在以色列国里面，他们又开始有祭司，有侍奉，也有敬拜。
So in the Israelites, they have the priest, they have the worship.
但是到了马拉基书最后一章的时候
，But in the end of the book of Malachi,
最后一节主耶稣神在马拉基书最后一节说，在耶和华大而可畏的日子到来之前，有位先知以利亚要到你们中间。
In the last verse of Malachi, it says, See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the heart of the fathers to their children and the heart of the children to their fathers, or else I will come and strike the land with a curse.
以利亚要使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
Elijah is going to turn the heart of the father to their children and the heart of the children to their fathers.
就400年内神不再说，没有再对以色列人说话。
And then Lord did not talk to the Israelites for another 400 years.
我们很奇怪，神到底在400年里面在做些什么事情。
So what is God doing in that 400 years?
为什么神不说话？
Why is God not talking?
还有许多在神面前等候的以色列人、犹太人，但是神没有借着先知对以色列人国在说话。
Even though there are many people, Israelites, waiting before the Lord, the Lord did not talk to the Israelites through prophets anymore.
一直到新约马太福音第一章。
Until the New Testament in the book of Matthew, the chapter 1.
讲到耶稣基督的家谱，大卫的子孙，亚伯拉罕的子孙。
It talks about the genealogy of Jesus, Abraham and David.
神又着他自己的独生爱子，把他的心意显明出来。
The Lord used His begotten Son to reveal His heart.
也把他自己也显明出来。
To reveal Himself too.
我们是在借着耶稣基督，我们看见，我们认识了那位神。
Through Lord Jesus Christ, we know the God.
我们也真实知道神的圣灵在我们中间。
And we truly know that the Holy Spirit is among us.
神所应许的那位神要差遣的先知，在主之前要先到。
The promised prophet before the Lord Jesus.
我们知道那是施洗约翰。
We know that is baptized John.
当我在思考这个事情的时候，我就看见，在施洗约翰。神用着两个人把施洗约翰生下来。
We know that God used two persons to give birth to baptize John.
是撒加利亚和以利沙伯。
That is Zachariah and Elizabeth.
神用着两个人，约瑟跟玛利亚。
And God used two other persons, Joseph and Mary.
把耶稣再带出来。
To bring out Jesus.
所以我在这里跟弟兄姐妹一点的交通。
So here I would like to have some fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我们一起看看这四个人。
Let's look at these four people.
我不是要交通我们如何做父母。
I'm not going to have fellowship of how to be parents.
只让我们看一看这四个人为什么神用着他们。
I am just going to have fellowship with you why God has used these four persons.
神在做事的神。停了四百年，他寻找了这四个人。
God is a working God, and He used 400 years to choose these four people.
他等候了四百年，终于有四个人他可以使用。
He had waited 400 years, finally he got these four.
那在马太福音的一二章跟路加福音一二章提到这四个人。
In the book of Matthew and book of Mark, chapter 1 and 2. book of Luke, chapter 1 and 2.
好，我们稍微看一点圣经。
And let's turn to the scripture.
马太福音第一章十八到二十五节。
Book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 18.
好吧，我们就念英文。好，念一下。十八到。
Okay, verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But before he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in the dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet.The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
好，我们再打开路加福音。
And let's turn to the book of Luke.
第一章第五节到十三节。
Chapter 1, verse 5.
我在这里念中文。
I'll read in Chinese.
当犹太王希律的时候，亚比亚班里的一个祭司名叫撒加利亚，他妻子是亚伦的后人，名叫以利沙伯。他们二人在神面前都是义人，遵行主的一切诫命礼仪，没有可指责的。只是没有孩子，因为以利沙伯不生育。两个人又年纪老迈，撒加利亚按班次在神面前供祭司的职分，照祭司的规矩至谦得进主殿烧香。烧香的时候，众百姓在外面祷告，有主的使者站在香坛的右边向他显现。撒加利亚看见就惊慌害怕，天使对他说，撒加利亚，不要害怕，因为你的祈祷已经被听见了。你的妻子以利沙伯要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫约翰。在第二章
Chapter 2
1到7节
1 to 7,
我们就用英文。
I'll read in English. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinus was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son.She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
在这里我们看见他们都是义人。
Here we see that they are all righteous men.
他们遵照神在他们中间的律法行事。
They behave according to the law from the God.
他们无可指责。
They are blameless.
他们是蒙神应许的人。
They are promised person from Lord.
撒加利亚他在神面前他是一个祭司。
Zachariah is a priest.
约瑟他在神面前他是大卫的后裔。
Joseph is the descendant of David.
他们是蒙应许在那里等候服侍的人。
They are promised people waiting to serve God.
他们这个义人，我想在神面前被神能够称为义人，我相信他在神面前真实是一个义人。
As they can be called righteous men before our God, they are righteous person.
我们也是蒙神称义的人。
We are also righteous person called by God.
我们是因蒙神宝血救赎的人。
Because we are cleansed by our Lord's precious blood.
我们因着相信神称我们是义人。
Because we believe that God called us righteous men.
在以弗所书第四章第一节说
In the book of Ephesians chapter 1
他说：“我被主，他保罗在以弗所书第四章第一节里面告诉我们，他为主被囚的劝我们，我们既然蒙召，行事为人就要与蒙召的恩相称。”
In the book of Ephesians chapter 4 it says, "As a promise of the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received."
叫我们凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相的宽容。
Be one another in love, make every effort to keep the unity.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
那神称我们义人，我们在神面前应该是真实成为那个义人。
God called us righteous person, so we should become a righteous person truly.
生活情势要和我们所蒙恩的人相，所蒙召的恩相称。
Our life living style should be according to how we are being called.
在一个身体里面彼此的建造。
In the same body to build up each other.
我们再看撒加利亚跟约瑟。
And we look at Zachariah and Joseph.
他们也珍惜他们的身份。
They also precious their status.
撒加利亚，他们约瑟这两家人都不是很有钱的人。
Zachariah and Joseph, they are not rich people.
一家住在犹大的山地里面。
One is living in the Judea mountain.
约瑟。
And Joseph.
当他主耶稣生，他照律法去行事的时候，他只献上两只斑鸠。
He acted according to the law. When Jesus was born, he only sacrificed two doves.
所以我们知道他不是有钱的人。
So we know that he's not rich.
当这世上的管理者，他要人民报名上册的时候
，When the governor of the world wants them to register.
圣经告诉我们，这是第一次有这个事情。
In the Bible, it told us that this is the first time.
因为在地上的王，他要登记，到底还有多少人，然后他要抽多少的税。
The Caesar wants everyone to register so that he can get a census to tax everyone.
神用着这个事情把约瑟一家带回到伯利恒。
Through this event, God leads the family of Joseph into the Bethlehem.
为什么要回伯利恒？因为约瑟知道他是属于大卫一族一家的人。
Why they have to go to Bethlehem? Because Joseph belonged to the descendants of David.
他珍惜神所给他的身份。
He precious the status that God gave him.
虽然那么穷，他还知道，他永远记得他是属于大卫一家的。
Even though he is so poor, he still remembers he is from the line of David.
神也用着他这一点的珍惜，让耶稣在大卫之家成为大卫的子孙。
Through his heart, through Joseph's heart, God let Jesus born from the line of David.
常常我们忘记了神在我们身上，我们记得我们是因信称义，但是我们常常不是那么珍惜神给我们的应许。
And then we think about ourselves, we are being called righteous through faith, but we did not precious the status that we have.
你就好像，但是就像我们刚来美国或者。买了车子
，like when we just immigrate to America, we bought a car.
或者我们开始有些 teenager 开始可以开车了。
Or some teenagers starting to be allowed to drive.
我记得我刚来美国，买了一辆车子，我非常的高兴。
I remember I was very excited when I first bought a car when I came to America.
我非常珍惜。
I precious it.
我记得我买了第一辆新车的时候，三个晚上，每天晚上起来三次看一看窗外。
I remember the first new car that I bought. Every night I woke up three times to look at my new car.
我相信当一些 teenage 们，当你们当神接着你们父母给你一辆车的时候，你也非常的珍惜。
I'm sure the teenagers precious your car when God gives you a car for your parents.
但随着时间在往前走的时候，发现有一个车子其实非常的麻烦。
But when you look forward, having a car is a trouble too.
你要换机油。
You have to do oil change.
哦， 发现还不是机油，你还有 transmission 油，还有刹车油，还有洗车子的那种洗窗子的油。
And you have you also have to pay for transmission oil, the brake oil, and other car washing expenses.
然后也常常我们有时候忘记了，我们刚买车想说，哦，我们这车子要给神来用。
And sometimes we forgot that when we promised to let God use our new car.
在我们听一集刚开始的时候，我们想说，你爸爸妈妈要买什么东西，你第一个说我要去，我帮你去买。
So then you will volunteer to be the one who help your parents to go shopping.
但是当时间过去的时候，我们就忘记了神的恩典。
But when time passed, we forgot God's grace.
我们不珍惜神给我们的恩典。
We did not precious God's grace anymore.
我们用着车子用在一些我们自己所喜乐的事情上面，我们往那个地方去。
We start using our car towards our precious.
也可能我们就不再听父母亲的话，我们车子也说就是开的速度非常的快。
And we ignore our parents' warning, driving it in a high speed.
也盼望神帮助我们，当我们父听一句，当我们开车，当你父母亲年纪老的时候，要记得你还可以带父母亲到教会里面。
And we hope that our teenagers will remember that when our parents are old, you can still use the car to help your parents to get to the church.
在神给我们恩典有还有一个目的。
God also give us the grace for another reason.
但是我们怎么去珍惜
？But how do we precious it？
我们是不是常常因为一些世界上的东西，我们把我们神给我们的神给我们的那个恩典，那个义人的地位给忽略了
？Do we always ignore our righteous status that God gave us because of something in the world？
好像以扫一样，他为了他喜欢吃的绿豆汤，他就把长子米粉给卖了。
Like Esau, he loved to drink the bean soup, and so he sold his first son status.
我们是不是忘记我们是一个服侍主的人
？Did we forget that we are a servant of God？
还是我们常常在为着自己的享乐，我们就忘记了神的恩典
？Or did we forget God's grace because we are enjoying in our pleasures？
好，我们可以看一下。撒加利亚这个人
And let's look at Zachariah.
在路加福音第一章第八节
In the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 8.
那撒加利亚按班次在神面前供祭司的职分
Once was Zachariah's division was on duty, and he was serving as priest before God.
在十一节有主的使者站在香坛的右边向他显现
In verse 11, then an angel of the Lord appeared to him standing at the right side of the altar of incense.
我就练还有十三一直到十三节撒加利亚看见就惊慌害怕天使对他说撒加利亚不要害怕因为你的祈祷已经被听见了你的妻子以利沙伯要给你生一个儿子你要给他起名叫约翰。
Verse 12, when Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, Do not be afraid, Zechariah, your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John.
十八节到二十节。
Verse 18 to
20. 撒加利亚对天使说，我凭着什么可知道这事呢？我已经老了，我的妻子也已经老迈了。天使回答说，我是站在神面前的百加利奉差而来对你说话将这好信息报给你到了时候这话必然应验只因你不信你必哑巴不能说话直到这是成就的日子
Zechariah asked the angel How can I be sure of this? I'm an old man and my wife is well along in years The angel answered I'm Gabriel I stand in the presence of God and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good newsAnd now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their proper time.
57节到66节。
Verse 57 to 66.
以利沙伯的产期到了，就生了一个儿子。邻里亲族听见主向他大施怜悯，就和他一同欢乐。到了第八日，他们来要给孩子行割礼。并要照他父亲的名字叫他撒加利亚他母亲说不可要叫他约翰他们说你亲族中没有叫这名字的他们就向他父亲打手势问他要给叫这孩子什么名字他要了一块写字的板就写上说他的名字叫是约翰
他们便都稀奇。撒加利亚的口立时开了，舌头也舒展了，就说出话来称颂神。周围居民居住的人都惧怕，这一切的事就传遍了犹太的三地。凡听见的人都将这事放在心里，说这个孩子将来怎样呢？因为有主与他同在。
When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they share her joy. On the eighth day, they came to the circumcise of the child, and they were going to name him after his father Zachariah. But his mother spoke up and said, No, he is to be called John. They said to her, There is no one among your relatives who has that name. Then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name the child. He asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, His name is John. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue was loosed, and he began to speak, praising God. The laborers were all filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, What then is this child going to be? For the Lord's hand was with him. Here we see Zachariah is a servant of God. He is also a prayer. Our serving and our prayer cannot be separated.
他祷告他有一个儿子,
he prayed for a son.
当然神在他老年的时候神并没有给他一个儿子。
But God did not give him a son at his old age.
但主不是不听他的祷告,
but Lord did not ignore his prayer.
神听他的祷告,
Lord listened to his prayer.
但是看见神给他一个儿子是让神的国度来用。
But God gave him a son for God to use.
今天我们在做父母的，我们的儿女是让神来用的。
Today, as parents, we let our children to be used by God.
他们属于神的国度的。
They belong to the God's kingdom.
绝对不是属于我们。
Absolutely not belong to us.
如果属于我们，我们就非常失望。
If they belong to us, we will be very disappointed.
但是应着是为着神。
But because of God.
这欢喜快乐从心里面才是永到永远。
This joy will come from the bottom of your heart to the eternity.
我们看在一章23节里面。
In chapter 1, verse 23.
那神因着撒加利亚不相信神的话，让他成为了哑巴。
Because Zachariah has doubt of God's word, he became silent.
看23节里面，他供职的时间已满就回家去了。
In verse 23 it says, when his time of service was completed, he returned home.
当他成为哑巴以后，他还是专心，还是继续他的服侍。
After he became mute, he continued his service.
一直到他的服侍时间到了。
Until the time was completed.
我在思考的时候，我在想到神让他成为哑巴。
When I'm thinking, God made him silent.
在人看来，好像是，不是很令人舒服的事情。
As for men, this is not very comfortable for us.
我希望这个不要临到我的身上。
And we hope that this will not come to us.
但是当我们在细细思考的时候，我才发现，原来神让他成为哑巴，这是神给他的恩典。
But when you think it deeply, you will see that this is a grace that God gave him as a, to become a mute.
因为在我们的生活中，我们常常怀着一个不信的恶心。
Because in our hearts, we always have the disbelief.
我们想说，能够这样混过去就好了。
And we think that we can just wander around.
但是神管教他。
But God teach him.
神教导他。
God teach him.
神让他成为一个哑巴。
So that he becomes silent.
上照在圣经里面非常清楚告诉我们，人的嘴巴是罪恶的一个开始。We
understand from the scripture that man's mouth is the starting of the evil.
我们如果可以控制我们的舌头，我们就控制我们的全身。If
we can control our tongue, we can control our whole body.
常常就因为我们的嘴巴，我们污秽了人，也污秽了自己。But
because of our tongue, we always blaspheme people and ourselves.
自然就是因为我不信。Even
if I don't believe.
但是即使我们信，我们常用着我们的嘴巴得罪了神，也得罪了人。But
even if we believe, we use our mouth to offend God and offend people.
但是神。 求主帮助我们，真是愿意接受他的管教。
But we ask Lord to help us to accept His teaching.
求主接纳我们，就像他的儿子一样管教我们。
So that we can accept Him as if His Son accepted His teaching.
直到他相信的时候，他就成为一个赞美主的人。
One day when we become believe, we can become a person to praise God.
神的荣耀借着他的口成为能够彰显出来。
God's glory can come through the praise of a person's mouth.
你知道施洗约翰是怎么长大的吗？
You know how John baptized was grown?
圣经里面在66节说，因为有主与他同在，所以那当时的人就想看看他到底是怎么样了。因为有主与他同在。
In chapter 1 verse 66 it says, For the Lord's hand was with him.
如果你听英文的你就知道是因为主的手在他和他同在。
In the English version you can see the Lord's hand was with him.
我们在我们的天然的本性里面，我们都想要非常的快乐，照自己的意思去过我们的生活。
In our natural personality, we like to live according to how we like.
就像我们，包括我们自己都是一样。当我们在听一集的时候，我们常常希望我们父母亲不要管我们。
And even including ourselves, when we were young as a teenager, we want our parents not to discipline us.
就要离我越远越好。
As far away from them as possible.
但是我没有看见神的手在我们身上的时候，这是我们神对我们的恩典。
But we have to see that it is a great grace when Lord's hand was with us.
神要借着我们彰显他的荣耀。
Through us, we can glorify him.
好，我们再看约瑟。
And let's look at Joseph.
在马太福音第一章十九节。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 19.
我就念一章十九节，还有24、25节。
Verse 19, 23 and 24.
她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。
Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly.
20节，正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现说，大卫的子孙约瑟不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因他所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
Verse 20, but after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
24节，约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐，把妻子娶过来，只是没有和他同房，给他生了儿子，就给他起名叫做耶稣。
Verse 24, when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
19节里面，我们看见约瑟他暗暗的在那里思考。
In verse 19, we see that Joseph was thinking quietly.
我相信约瑟他有一个内室的生活。
I'm sure Joseph has his own secret.
他在一个地方，他在一个时候，他有跟神在单独相处的时候。
At a time or at a place, he would have his individual communion with God.
他思考他在神面前应该怎么做。
He would think what he should do before Lord.
他有他个人的和主亲近的时间。
He has his personal relationship closing time with God.
就好像雅各书一开始说的。
Just like in the book of James.
愿他用口与我亲嘴，因他的爱情是这么的甜美。雅各。
Oh, in the book of Songs. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is more delightful than wine.
他的名如同倒出来香膏馨香，所以众童女都爱他。
Pleasing is the fragrance of your perfumes. Your names is like perfume poured out. No wonder the maidens love you.
主吸引我们，我们就快跑跟随他。
Take me away with you, let us hurry, let the king bring me into his chambers.
王带我进入了内室，我心里就欢喜快乐。
When we are being brought inside, we were happy.
我们要称颂他的爱情。
We want to praise his love.
弟兄姐妹，主的爱情是我们的甜美。
Brothers and sisters, how sweetened is the love of God?
我们需要有一个在神的身体里面教会中的生活。
In church, we want to have the brothers and sisters' family.
神的旨意要在教会中彰显。
God will want to manifest through church.
但是有一件事情是不可少的。
But there is one thing cannot be missing.
就要当初马大、玛利亚在那里服侍主的时候。
Just like Martha and Mary were serving Jesus.
马大在那里抱怨，他说：“主啊，你为什么不叫玛利亚在神的脚前？”
Mary was listening to Jesus at his feet.
玛利亚在为许多事情的忙碌。
But Martha was distracted for all the preparations.
所以马大就是跟主说：“你为什么不叫玛利亚来帮助我们？”
So Martha asked Lord, why didn't you ask my sister to come help me?
主耶稣告诉马大说：“你为许多事情烦恼。”
And Lord answered, "You are worried and upset about many things."
那圣经说，但是有一件事情是绝对不可以少的。
In the scripture, it was recorded that there is one thing is needed.
圣经说不可少的只有一件。
Only one thing is needed.
甚至在很多译本里面说，有一件事情是需要的。
In a lot of translations, it says there is one thing is needed.
玛利亚已经选择那个好的部分。
And Mary has chosen the better one.
这部分没有人可以夺去。
And no one can take that away from her.
今天我们在一起聚会，我们可以必须要聚会要结束要回家。
As we gather together, at the end of the gathering, we will have to go home.
但是有一件事情不可少。
But there is one thing cannot be missing.
我们必须要和主有一个沟通，有一个亲密的关系。
That we have to have communion with our Lord, have a close relationship with our Lord.
这件事情不应着聚会的结束而中断。
This thing does not end it as the gathering end.
而这是必须的。
But this is absolutely needed.
这之后我们看。还是马太福音第二章十三节。
Book of Matthew, chapter 2, verse 13.
马太福音第二章十三节说，有主的使者向约瑟梦中显现，说起来，带着小孩子同他母亲逃往埃及，住在那里。
An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said. Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you.
十四节，约瑟就起来，夜间带着小孩子和他母亲往埃及去。
Verse 14, so he got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt.
十九节。
Verse 19.
约瑟死了以后，有主的使者在埃及向约瑟梦中显现，说：“起来，带着小孩子和他母亲往以色列地去。”
After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, and said, "Get up.Take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel.
二十一节，约瑟就起来，把小孩子和他母亲带到以色列地去。
Verse 21, so he got up, took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel.
只因听见亚基老接着他父亲希律做了犹太王，就怕往那里去，又在梦中向主被主指示。便往加利利境内去了，到了一座城，名叫拿撒勒，就住在那里。这是要应验先知所说，他要成为拿撒勒人的话。
But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophet.He will be called a Nazarene.
约瑟他有一个内室的生活。
There is a hidden life of Joseph.
虽然他是非常穷的人，
even though he is poor，
他可能没有什么亲戚，
he might not have too many relatives，
但是他主也跟主有一个亲密的关系，
but he has a close relationship with God，
但是他也是一个起为主起来的人，
and he is also a person who stand up for God，
当主告诉他的时候他就起来了，
when Lord told him so he stand up，
他就起来了，
he got up，
他没有第二句话，
he did not say a word，
他是起而行的人，
he just got up and act。
最后我们也看见他实在是一个愿意隐藏的人，
and we also see that he is a person willing to hide，
因为他没有一句话，
because he did not say a word。
我想在圣经中，我不晓得，我不是读得很好，但是我没有看见到有一个被主所使用的人没有一句话，不说一句话。
When I was studying the Bible I don't see a person who were being used by God did not say a word。
他愿意神用着他，他愿意做隐藏的人。
God has used him, and he is willing to be hidden.
在神面前的隐藏，我相信在我们的生活中是非常重要。
Hidden behind the Lord is very important in our life.
我们前面也看到撒加利亚跟那伊丽莎伯，当怀孕五个月，他们就隐藏了五个月。
We also see that after Elizabeth conceived.With a baby, they were hidden for 5 months.
我想，当我们在对人之前，我们在神面前，应该先用隐藏的生活。
I believe that we should be hidden our life in front of people and God.
约瑟给我们看见一个隐藏的人。
Joseph showed us as a hidden person.
他没有什么话。
He did not have too many words.
但是神用着他，应许了圣经中许许多多关于那位。要来救世主的事情。
But God used him to fulfill the promise of the Savior who are to come, who is to come.
我们再看看伊丽莎伯。
And we look at Elizabeth.
是施洗约翰的母亲。
He is the baptized John's mother.
我们看到他排除众议，当人们对他讲说，你当他丈夫不能说话的时候，他们要为孩子取姓名的时候。有许多人告诉他说不可以，你要照传统来做。
Elizabeth, she stand up when people were telling her to how to name her son.
但是她是一个顺服的人。
But she is an obedient person.
她排除了众议，因为她知道她应该叫约翰。
And she neglected the public. She knew that she has to call the son John.
我相信是她的丈夫告诉她。我们的孩子应该叫约翰。
I'm sure her husband Zachariah told her that the son has to be called John.
所以当她的丈夫不能说话的时候，她能够站起来，在神的旨意上，在神的事情上面站立得住。
So when Zachariah still could not speak, she stand up for her husband and God.
我们看见这位姐妹，她是一个非常容易被圣灵感动的人。
We see that this sister is very easily to be touched by Holy Spirit.
他愿意在他的生活中能够警醒，能够保守他自己。
She was willing to be awakened and protect herself.
因为施洗约翰在腹中的时候，他的蛋酒、浓酒都不能喝。施洗约翰。
Because when baptized John was in the womb, she cannot drink any type of wine.
当玛利亚去探望他的时候，他。腹中的胎儿就被圣灵感动，就他都知道。
When the fetus in her womb was fulfilled by the Holy Spirit, she also have the feeling of it.
所以，他是一个愿意为着主保守自己的人。
So she is a person willing to guard herself for God.
我们看看玛利亚这位姐妹。
If you look at Mary,
当天使告诉他说，他要受圣灵，从圣灵怀孕，要生一个儿子。
When angel told her that she is going to conceive a baby from Holy Spirit，
她是以神的使女的身份自居，她愿意让神的旨意在她身上得到成就。
As a servant of God, she is willing to accept God's arrangement。
我想， 他要承担很大很大的压力，因为在那个世代里面，尤其在犹太人的传统里面，这个人绝对不能够存活。
I'm sure she received high pressure, especially in the time of the Israelite tradition. She might not be able to survive.
但她愿意。
But she was willing.
我们看见她也是一个顺服的人。
We see that she is an obedient person.
她顺服神，她也顺服她的丈夫。
She obeyed God and she obeyed her husband.
当她丈夫说起来我们要走的时候
When her husband said got up
她就起来走了
She got up and followed him
她并没有一句话
She did not say a word
她没有反对
She did not reject
如果她反对了神的应许就落空了
If she objected then the promise of God will go empty
但她愿意顺服她的先生
But she was willing to obey her husband
So, 我相信神在圣经中告诉我们，我们做弟兄跟姐妹的要如何的相处。
I believe that God has told us through the scriptures how we should be husband and wife.
姐妹站在一个顺服的立场。
Wife to become obedient.
丈夫站在一个爱的立场。
Husband stand in the loving status.
但这跟世界上的标准不一样。
It might have different rulers than the world.
世界上有人说这个男人要骗，要哄女人。
The world might have a standard saying the man should comfort the wife.
然后做妻子的要管丈夫。
And the wife should rule over the husband.
所以很多。女人她就把丈夫当作儿子来管。
So a lot of wives treated the husband as a children.
但我们属神的儿女不是这样子。
But us being the child of God, we are not the same way.
我深深觉得一件事情。
I truly believe.
圣经中也是这样说。
In the Bible it says the same thing.
敬虔的妇女建立家室。敬虔。
A godly woman will build up the home.
一个家里面一个顺服的妻子，这是神的祝福。
A obedient wife will receive God's blessing.
我记得有一次我姐妹在那里捡那个 supermarket 的 coupon。
I remember my wife one time was cutting off the coupons.
她想要买一样东西。
She wanted to buy one thing.
所以我在旁边帮他稍微看一下。
And I was looking at it.
我找到一张一块钱的 coupon.
And I found a $1 coupon.
我找到一张一块钱的。
And I told her I found a dollar coupon.
他说我知道有那一张，可是我要找99 cents. 他记得有一张99 cents 的 coupon.
And she told me that I know there is one worth a dollar, but I'm looking for the one that is 99 cents.
我非常疑惑，说你为什么要找99 cents？ 就一块钱不是比99 cents更多吗？
And I questioned her why you are looking for the 99 cents. The dollar is more than the 99 cents.
她耳朵听不清楚。
Her ear was not very clear.
对啊，找到她记得有，她找到了99 cents.
She continued to look for the 99 cents and she found it.
我就问她说为什么。
And I asked her why.
她告诉我说你不知道，因为 supermarket 里面它有 double coupon， 要一块钱以下可以 double coupon。
She said, you don't know, because if I bring a coupon less than a dollar, it's going to be but doubled.
有时候后来我才说还有 triple 的，还有三倍的 coupon.
Then I also become to know that there are triple coupons.
所以你拿一块钱就是一块钱。
So if you take a dollar, it's going to be just $1.
如果你拿99 cents 就变成一块九八。
But if you take the 99 cents coupon, it's going to become $1.80.
我想女人，神造女人是用血用肉造的。
God made women with flesh.
神造我们弟兄是用土做的。
God made men with mud.
有血有肉绝对比那个土做的好。
The one with blood and flesh must be better than the one with earth.
所以姐妹很容易就出头了。
So, the wife can stand out very easily.
然后弟兄就是只好跟着走。
And the husband can only follow.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们要让主来用。
We want to be used by God.
我们大家都要学顺服的功课。
We all have to learn the lessons of obedience.
但是主在姐妹的身上 顺服功课需要更多。
But Lord has made the wife to learn the lessons more.
如果姐妹不顺服
，If the wife is not obedient，
这个做弟兄的没有办法。
The husband has no way out.
我们需要姐妹。
We need wife.
深深知道，如果没有姐妹，我们弟兄站立不住。
I truly know that if we don't have a good wife, we cannot stand.
在玛利亚身上，我们看见还有一件事情。
We also see another thing on Mary.
在路加福音第二章十九节里面。
In the book of Luke, chapter 2.
十九节。
Verse 19.
当牧羊的人去看耶稣的时候。
When the shepherd visited Jesus,
我想神用作天使对牧羊人有一些的话表现。
I think God has revealed to the shepherds.
所以他们告诉了约瑟跟玛利亚。
So they told Joseph and Mary.
玛利亚就把这一切事存在心里。
And Mary treasured all these things up in her heart.
反复思想。
And continued to think.
然后到第二章五十一节里面
In chapter 2, verse 52,
当耶稣在十二岁在耶路撒冷走失的时候
When Jesus was lost in the temple of, in Jerusalem,
我们看耶稣留在耶路撒冷和那些文士们在一起讨论
Jesus was left behind in, Jesus stayed behind in the temple in Jerusalem.
他母亲就把这一切事情放在心里。
His mother saw all these things in her heart.
我想，他给我们看见了这位姐妹，她有一个心思是，她把神的事情放在心里面。
We see that this Mary, the wife, treasure all these things in her heart.
我想，今天我们在一起服事的时候，我们常常看见弟兄传弟兄的事情，姐妹做姐妹的事。
Today we see that when we are serving God, we see that brothers do one thing together with brothers, and sisters do another thing together with sisters.
姐妹觉得属灵的事情好像是弟兄的事情。
The sisters will see that the spiritual work is belong to the brothers.
弟兄做头，确实有他很大的责任。
Brother become the head has great responsibility.
但是姐妹要把事情存在心里面。
But sisters, the wife has to treasure all these things in their heart.
我们要思考神的事情。
To think of God's things.
我想玛利亚，她记得玛利亚在主耶稣在第一个神迹在加利利的一个宴席上面。
We see Mary's reaction to Jesus' first miracles.
就在约翰福音第二章。
In the book of John, chapter 2.
当那娶亲的宴席里面，那酒没有了。
In the wedding, the wine ran out.
那个玛利亚就跟耶稣说。
And Mary told Jesus.
他们酒没有了。
They ran out of wine.
然后耶稣说，这跟我有什么关系
？And Jesus said, "How is this related to me?"
他的时间还没有到。
His time is not here yet.
然后玛利亚转过来跟仆人说。
But Mary turned around to the servants and said,
他告诉你们做什么，你们就去做。
Do whatever he tells you.
玛利亚知道这一位是谁。
Mary knew who this is.
因为他把神的事情放在心里面。
Because he treasured God's will in her heart.
在这里，神他知道主耶稣他要让水变成酒。
She knew that.Jesus can do something to change the water to wine.
神要让我们的生命本来很枯干没有任何味道的一个生命成为一个丰盛的生命。
God is going to turn our withered life into an abundant life.
他知道耶稣他心里在想。
She knew how Jesus thinks.
所以即使耶稣说他的时候没有到。
Even though Jesus said, my time is not yet.
所以他跟仆人说他告诉你做什么你就去做。
But she turned around and tell the servants to whatever he tells you.
似乎他在那里催逼主耶稣的彰显。
Is she here trying to promote Jesus, to reveal himself?
这是耶稣做的第一件神迹。
This is the first miracle that Jesus did.
门徒就信了他。
and his disciple believed him.
你记得当耶稣在十字架上 钉十字架的时候
You know when Jesus was crucified on the cross.
在约翰福音十九章
In the book of John chapter 19.
耶稣看着他所爱的门徒说这是你的母亲。
Jesus told the disciple that he loves, say, this is your mother.
他告诉他的玛利亚说这是你的儿子。
And he told Mary that this is your son.
所以他所爱的门徒就把他玛利亚接到家里面。
The disciple that he loves took Mary into his home.
你记得当约瑟跟玛利亚在主耶稣小的时候刚出生的时候带到圣殿里面就有那先知西面说
You know, when Joseph and Mary took Jesus as he was still an infant to a temple and there was a prophet.
他这个孩子被兴起来。
He said, this child will be risen.
要让许多人跌倒。
Will trouble a lot of people.
许多人被建立。
But to build up a lot of people as well.
但是你的心要被刀刺透。
But your heart will be speared by dagger.
玛利亚如何能够在看着她怀胎十个月的儿子在十字架上的时候她可以站立得住。
How can Mary watch the son that she bared for 10 months being crucified on the cross and still be able to stand?
她如何可以一句话都不说的站立在那里?
How can she say nothing and standing there?
因为她把神的事放在她心里面。
Because she precious God things in her heart.
她知道她是谁。
She knew who he is.
当主耶稣升天以后她也跟门徒一起在那里等候。
After Jesus was resurrected to the heaven, she waited with the other disciples.
那在约翰福音21章里面，最后一章。
In the book of John chapter 21, the last chapter.
当主在提比利亚向他的门徒显现的时候，
When Jesus appeared again to his disciple by the Sea of Tiberias.
这是第三次的显现。
This is the third time that Jesus appeared.
在他之前显现前已经有两次了。
There were two other times that Jesus appeared.
在这次显现之前，这个彼得带几个人就跑去打鱼了。
Before Jesus appeared at this last time, Peter went out to fish with the others. Actually, Jesus resurrected and appeared to them.
他还是忘记，他还是说我要去打鱼。
But he still forgot. He continued fishing.
而且把一些人又带去打鱼。
And he even brought someone else with him to fish.
什么都打不到。
He caught nothing.
直到主耶稣告诉他们说，主耶稣显现告诉说，你要怎么打鱼。
Jesus appeared and told them how to fish.
彼得看见了，就跳到海里面。
Peter saw and he jumped into the sea.
他知道这是主。
He knew this is Lord.
他非常的羞愧。
He is ashamed.
所以他跳到海里面。
So he jumped into the sea.
他似乎希望把他自己埋藏在那海里面，不要出来。
Was he trying to hide himself in the sea?
但是主耶稣还是准备了早餐在那里。
But Jesus continued to prepare breakfast for them.
他们主耶稣那些门徒们就吃了早餐，大家都不敢讲话。
Disciples ate the breakfast and be silent.
那彼得也是一样，他还是要起来，他不管怎么羞愧，再怎么躲，他还是要起来吃早餐。
No matter how shameful Peter was, he still came out to eat.
当吃完早餐以后
，After the breakfast，
主耶稣问彼得说
，Lord Jesus asked Peter，
你爱我比这些更多吗
？Do you love me more than all these？
你爱我比你在吃的这些早餐的东西还要多吗
？Do you love me more than all these breakfasts that you have？
弟兄姐妹，神实在在世代中要挑选他所可以使用的器皿。
Brothers and sisters, in this era time, Lord wants to choose the people that He can use.
我们必须要准备。
We have to prepare.
其实不单纯为了主。
Not only for our Lord.
这是主的心意在我们身上。
Lord's will is on us.
主要把我们带进了他的荣耀里面。
Lord wants to bring us into His glory.
这是
这是永生。
This is the eternal life.
那在主耶稣里面享受那个甜美。
In Lord Jesus, we enjoy the sweetness.
不是到来，不是我们死了以后，主耶稣来升天的时候，我们才享受得到。
Not to enjoy only after Jesus come again.
我们今天就可以享受得到。
Today we can enjoy it.
我们必须要服侍他。
We have to serve him.
借着服侍，我们和他越亲近。
Through service, we get close to him.
我们看见我们自己。我们看自己这么不配，这么的污秽。
We see how unworthy, how filthy we are.
主要做工在我们身上，让我们更为圣洁。
Lord will work on us so that we can be sanctified.
所以我们可以用圣洁、公义来侍奉他。
So that we can serve him with cleanliness and righteousness.
我们终身在他的面前。
Put our whole life before him.
坦然无惧的用公义、圣洁侍奉他。
To serve him with righteousness and cleanliness in front of him.
这里有四个，两个弟兄，两个姐妹，他们让主来用。
Here we have two brothers and two sisters serving God.
我们也求主帮助我们。
We ask Lord to help us.
我们能够准备让主来用。
That we can be prepared to let God use us.
求主帮助我们，我们能和他有一个亲密的交通。
And we ask Lord to help us so that we have closer communion with him.
我们在教会中彼此的服侍。
In church we serve each other.
我们就服侍我们的主。
We serve our Lord.
我们愿他的旨意在我们中间得到成全。
And may his will be accomplished among us.
好，我们去祷告。
And let's pray.
主是爱，我们等候在你面前。
Lord, we await before you.
主你怜悯我们，我们才有今日。
Lord, you have mercy on us.
主也求你自己做工在我们身上。
And we ask you to work on ourselves.
主让我们能够越来越像你。
So that we can be more like you.
帮助我们预备，常常能够服侍你。
Help us to be prepared so that we can serve you.
我们谢谢主，你把你的话语赏给我们。
We thank Lord to give you your word.
也求你自己建立。
And please build it up.
我们感谢祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We thank and pray in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.